message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Supernatural elevation via thanksgiving. Supernatural elevation via thanksgiving. You are not destined for the floor. You are not a candidate of the floor. You are not a person that people are to march on. No. Someone say no. You are not a human being that people will be marching on. That is not your inheritance. That is not your portion. You are destined for the top. You are destined to be elevated. You are destined to be a plus and not a minus. A contributor to the society. A distributor lifted by God himself. Your portion is elevation and not suppression. God did not position you or bring you to this world for you to be suppressed or to be depressed. No. What is supernatural elevation? Supernatural elevation simply means divine lifting by forces outside of this world. Divine lifting. If a man lifts you, he can decide to demote you. But the Bible says, but what I'm saying here this morning is supernatural elevation means lifting that only God can do. And that is what God will do for you this morning in Jesus' name. Supernatural elevation also means the rising of a destiny by mighty hand of God. The rising of a destiny by the mighty hand of God. Rising of a destiny by the hand. Your destiny will rise today. Your destiny will rise today. In Job 22 verse 29, the Bible says, in Job 22 verse 39, when men are saying there's a casting down, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there's a lifting up. When men are talking of things being very tough, you will be talking about things being very, very okay. Listen to me. We are in the best times for Christians. Because at this time when the world is shouting and gnashing at teeth, suddenly things will become very, very okay for you. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Many desire elevation, but they don't know what to do. Many desire for God to lift them, but they don't know how to get there. The how to is the problem. Many know what they want, but how to get it is the problem. That is the challenge. And this morning, I'll be showing one of the major ways to get to the height that you desire. It is called thanksgiving, or what you can call gratitude. 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 This morning, I see God changing your levels in the name of Jesus. This morning, I see God changing your levels in the name of Jesus. If you are one of us that God will change our levels, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 to 19, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, the Bible speaking, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the vine, of the olive, shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet, somebody say yet, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. That is, I will not look at what is happening in the Nigerian economy. I am not of the Nigerian economy. I am of the heavenly economy. You see, everything you do, you must know where you are. I was speaking to the workers and leaders this morning. Wonderful people, great people. And I was teaching them this morning about how to be God's favorite. And I told them that one of the ways you can be, you must realize here, ladies and gentlemen, it's not difficult to succeed. You must just know what to do. It is the know-how of what to do that makes you what God wants you to be. I don't care what is happening in the economy. I care so much about what is going to happen to you. You seated here this morning. That's what I care about. And the Bible says in verse in that place in verse 19, the Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high place. Someone say high places. That is, he will take me to elevate, he will elevate me. Why? Because I'm a thanksgiver. Nigeria is tough. I will still thank him. Things are not working for others. I will still return to his sanctuary to thank him. That is gratitude. Thanksgiving always distinguishes. Every thanksgiver is a candidate for elevation. In John chapter 12, verse 32, John 12, 32, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. If you can lift me up, I will draw you up. If only you can lift me up. That's why you see us dancing as if we are nobody. As if there's nothing that we have, as if we are just anything, we are just rubbish people. No, it is the understanding of this scripture that intoxicates us and brings out what you see. It is the understanding that when you become little in your own eyes, God makes something out of your littleness. But when you are big in your own eyes, he brings you from that big size to small size. He shows you your true size. But when God has done something for you and you thank him so passionately and desperately, there's no way he will not do more. Get set. More is coming for you. Listen to me. Mark it. As my God liveth, every good thing that God has done for you, there will be a multiplication of those things. Every good thing you can count in your life, big or small, there will be a multiplication of those things. Amen. I said there will be a multiplication of those things. Amen. There will be a multiplication of those things. Amen. There will be a multiplication of those things. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. The person you elevate determines where you go. If you elevate God, you go up. If you elevate the devil, you go down. If you elevate God in your life, you go up to where God is. Your life goes up. Your GP goes up. Your finance goes up. I was telling them in our Lagos church, in the special program yesterday, in the morning, I said, there is nothing God has done that I'm not happy about. There is nothing. I can't see anything. This one, and I don't really like it. He's my father. He loves me. He knows what is best for me. Bible says God makes everything beautiful in his own time. You see, what you are looking at now as if it's not good, it's a process. God is still taking you far. Don't put yourself under pressure so that you not die under high blood pressure. Relax. 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 What is not enough? You have abundance. Some people now, because of car, they are under so much pressure now. I don't have car. I don't have car. I don't have car. What is your problem? You that you will still be buying cars for people. I said you will still be buying cars for people. You will still be buying cars for people in their tens, in their hundreds. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Very soon, things will change for you positively. Beyond human expectation. And I bet it with you it will happen. If your desire is elevation or lifting, thanksgiving is a major requirement. If your desire is elevation, you want God to change your level. Your a major thing is to thank him. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything. In everything. In every situation. One thing that must first come out to, I thank God. 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 You know, thanksgiving is so amazing. I was telling my wife, I was telling them yesterday also in the workers' meeting in Lagos. I said, my laptop that I used to work to prepare messages, on Friday night, I was just tidying up message for this Sunday, this message. And as I was working, all of a sudden, this laptop just went down. And I thought it was, I did everything, change battery, charger, everything. And I said, wow, do I start this message all over again? What's going on? My wife came and she was going about, well, what do we do now? I didn't say anything because I didn't want to say anything that will make me angry or make me upset. I was just saying inside, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. And this went on for 1.5 hours. How many hours? 1.5 hours. The thing refused to work. Thanksgiving has so much power. And after some time, I just got up, went around the room where I was, and I just came back, and I pressed the thing again. What refused to work started working. It was as if people were already saying, oh, will you go to computer village? I said, computer village, at tonight at night, who will I meet there? Wouldn't they think that I'm a robber that has come to break shop? Tonight at night, I will go to computer village. Do what? Thanksgiving does miracles. Thanksgiving changes level. And I was asking one of our distinguished brothers this morning, he came to my office, and said, we're talking about the system and all that. I said, the system I said I will get for you, sir, is 400,000. So I now thought of it, I said, hey, so if that my system stopped working, I would have needed to go and look for 400,000 to buy another one. Thanksgiving just put 400,000 back into my pocket. He said, it's not expensive. He said, even the one I'm using, I'm talking of this morning. He said, even the one I'm using is 400,000. So I shook my head like I said, please go, we'll talk after service. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Examples of those who were elevated by thanksgiving. We'll take that and we'll go into another session of praise. Number one example is Abraham. Abraham was an addicted thanksgiver. He was delighted in God, and God delighted in elevating him. At 75, the Bible says God gave him an instruction. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. God gave him an instruction to leave his father and his mother's house and to go for Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Yes, God said, oh yeah, leave your father and your mother's house and go to a place I will show you. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, that he departed and Abraham departed. Now, when he departed from where he was before, he went to where God instructed him. You should have expected that when he got to where he was going, he should have got there to start complaining. But in verse 7, Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Immediately God gave him an instruction. He went ahead. He had not started doing anything. Nothing has shown. No children yet, no car yet, no, he had not even laid a single block at 75 years. He was still living under his father's roof. Even a 21-year-old boy living under his father, by now we should be thinking of telling him to get out and go and get his own place. Because if he enters a room with a girl, problem will happen. He's already a man. But at 75, he should be a murmurer. Ah, God, what have you done for me? Yeah, give me instruction. Nonsense. Well, the Bible said the next thing he did was to go for straight away to build an altar. What is an altar? An altar is a place of appreciation and glorification. An altar is a place of gratitude. Only those who have altars of praise and thanksgiving move to the necessary altitude in life. Those who stay on the floor murmuring and complaining against God have nothing to show. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as some murmur, and were destroyed by the destroyers. Everyone who does not want to be destroyed must escape murmuring. And the only way is to continue to thank God. And also in Genesis chapter 3 verse 4. Unto the place of the altar. Can you see this man? He was a man of the altar. Genesis chapter 13 verse 4. Genesis 13 verse 4. He was unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. May God give you the grace to call on the name of the Lord today. And what next? After all this altar of praise, altar of appreciation, altar of thanksgiving. The next thing we can see is the dramatic, systematic transformation of the life of a person who was a nobody in a chapter before. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, he was a nobody. Leave your father's house and go to a place. Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. Genesis 13, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich. Someone say very rich. Somebody say from where? from just last place, there was nothing. That is what Thanksgiving does. You started the month in complaining, but you just came to a service like this. You heard this kind of message. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. And you left the service. You just, everybody's, what is a changed person? As you are thanking God like that, you are attracting blessings. Shout hallelujah. And Abraham, who was a nobody before, suddenly was elevated and became rich. I know Bible doesn't lie. He's not only rich, he was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He had money. He had asset. He had God. He had affluence. You will not lack any of these things. Amen. If I were you, I would say a better amen. Amen. I can preach a whole week sermon on Abraham's praise life. But this morning is not the time for that because I need to move now. Number two example of somebody who was elevated through thanksgiving is a man called Daniel. Daniel's life was transformed via his consistent relationship in thanksgiving with God. He was consistent in his thanksgiving life. He was consistent. He was not only consistent, he was consistently consistent. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 from verse 1 that the king had a dream. And the king said, called all the wise men and said, come and interpret this dream. And they said, no problem. Tell us the dream. He said, I can't tell you the dream because I've been feeding you. You have been eating chicken and eating snail and eating bokoto and eating ejatutu. You see, it's now time to vomit everything you have eaten. Tell me the dream and at the same time, tell me the interpretation. And they say, king, there is nobody that can do such. It is impossible. It is impossible. It is not realizable. And they went to Daniel because Daniel was one of the wise men, a small boy amongst the wise men at that time. Hello. And as they were about to put handcuff in his hand, he said, wait. Tell the king to give me small time. Somebody say small time. Hey, small time from now, things will change for you. Let me hear your amen. And Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Ariel, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Ariel, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Ariel made the thing known to Daniel. Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time. In verse 17, then Daniel went to his room. And he made known all these things to his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that they began to thank God, to pray before God. And the Bible says, God revealed this mystery to him. God will reveal a mystery to you today. Amen. Now, that is not where I'm actually going. Because that one is another message entirely. God revealed this mystery to him. What next? You should have expected that if anything that happened, the solution has come. You should just say, okay, thank God. And you should go and, no. Go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. And the Bible says, and Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. Can you see a thanksgiver like this? And he changed the times and the season. Can you see the way he's elogizing God? King of kings, Lord of lords, omnipotent God, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of glory, the same yesterday, the same today. That's what Daniel was doing. He changed the times and the season. He removed kings and setted up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Look at this. He revealed deep and secret. He did not take any glory to himself. You see, I'm not surprised that God revealed that dream to me. According to my wisdom in Babylonia University, that it was part of my MSc project. You see, MSc 621 to reveal dreams. He never did that. That's how people embrace God's glory and take it without anything. They don't even feel that they've done anything. But Daniel never did that. Everything that happened to him, he returned the glory to God. Revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Verse 23, where we're going to stop because of time. I thank thee. Someone say, I thank thee. I can't hear you. At the back, let me hear you talk to God. One more time, let me hear you shout it to God. That is how people that will be elevated shout to God. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou the God of my fathers, who had given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. This will be your story. God will do things for you because he knows that you are going to thank him. I say God will always bless you because he knows you are going to thank him. Daniel never ceased to be blessed because God knew anything he does for Daniel, he will return. If you go and study this place very well, only one verse was spoken about in the place of the prayer of Daniel. But 20, 21, 22, 23 was talked about the praise of Daniel. Only one place talked about his prayer. Daniel went to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and they inquired of the Lord. And the Lord revealed to Daniel in night vision. That was all. But he's an addicted thanksgiver. I don't have time that I have showed you what kind of man we are dealing with here. When we are talking about Bible people, people just think that these guys just emerge suddenly. No. They are a product of a process. More often than not, it is thanksgiving. Every thanksgiver will suddenly emerge. Every thanksgiving. That's why fear praiseful people. They are dangerous human beings. Don't look down on them. They will soon become something. Don't. If you have four children and then one of them knows how to praise God very well, he will be the greatest. Take care of him very well. Don't be slapping him anyhow, because that's the son that will send you to America. If you see any son, he knows how to dance very well. It's like this, like this, this, everything like this. That's the son that will send you, that will buy you Lexus Jeep. Brand new model, not all this ancient model. It's a new day for you today. It's a new day for you today. Daniel was an addicted thanksgiver, and this showed in his life. I must tell you that Daniel eventually became a president from a nobody. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 2, the Bible says there was a king. And then Daniel was the first among three presidents. You know, in fact, if you read that place very well in Daniel chapter 1, the Bible says there were 120 princes. And there were three presidents over that nation. And Daniel was one of them. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel... Now, there were three presidents and Daniel was president of presidents. I say to you today, that will be your story. Yeah. You are a boss, but you'll be a boss of bosses. Yeah. Nobody should look down on you yet, oh, because it is not finished for you. Very soon, my God will change your level. Very soon, my God will change your level. Very soon, my God will change your level. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Your continuous show of thanksgiving and appreciation is your surest route to high place. Let me just take one more person, then we go to, oh my God, shut up. I can't take that one more person. Let me just go to conclusion now. How to thank God to secure elevation? Number one, thank him buoyantly. Thank him buoyantly. Thank him buoyantly. Thank him buoyantly. Don't be selfish. Don't be stingy. Let me put it that way. In your thanks. Some people, their thanksgiving is so stingy. The same way they are stingy with money, the same way they are stingy with thanking God. Say somebody shout hallelujah. They say hallelujah. Lift up your hand. They do like this. Say, praise the Lord. Say, praise God. Praise God. Don't be stingy. Let your thanksgiving be massive. Somebody say massive. Because your testimony will be massive. Number two, because of our time, how to thank God to secure elevation. Number two, how to thank God to secure elevation. Number two is thank Him regularly. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm gonna praise You all the time. Oh, Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the was the kind of life that David was living in. Psalm 119 verse 164, the Bible says, 7 times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times David was addicted to praising God. He was consistent every day, 365 days of the year. David thanked God 7 times. Multiply 365 times 7. Calculators, get us the figure. He was addicted. Massive man. No wonder he was highly elevated. He was always lifting God. You are highly lifted up, Jesus.
Jesus, you are highly lifted up, Jesus.
How to thank God to secure elevation. I'll just stop on this last one because of our time. Increase the tempo of your appreciation as your blessing increases. Now, this is where a lot of people miss it. As a lot of people's blessing multiply, their thanksgiving tempo reducify. I leave you to go and get that. As their thanksgiving tempo multiply, immediately that begins to happen, there is an immediate reduction. All of a sudden, the hand cannot be lifted again. To open mouth, Yahweh. You are glorious.
You are glorious. So glorious in Your way.
You are glorious.
Oh, you are glorious. So glorious in Your way.
As your blessing increase, as your GP go forward, as your account go forward in balance, as the number of houses you have shift level, as the number of tubers of yam in your store is increasing, as the rice is increasing, you must be increasing the tempo as it, or else you are asking for backwardness. That is why a lot of people were so great before. Suddenly their greatness disappeared. That is why God removed Saul in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, the Bible says, why are you still grieving for Saul? I have appointed for myself another king in place of Saul. He put David there. Friends, hey, they will not remove you. Nobody will take your place. Nobody will take your place. If that is the case, fire up your thanksgiving level. Fan the fire of your appreciation to God. Fan the fire of your appreciation. Immediately your legs step on the ground, let your voice be lifted in appreciation. And as you do this, I see your life changing. Now listen to this. What is the essence of thanking God if one is not saved? Salvation is the principal thing. That's the most important thing. Dancing and going forward and backward without your name being written in the book of life is a waste.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.